Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. My name is Greg Phelps and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. Tipa, I was going to start our podcast off singing a couple of lines of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. However, by popular demand, I won't be singing. Now, you can actually sing, but Christmas is just a few weeks away. What has Christmas got to do with dementia? Are there a few do's and don'ts that you can pass on for people? And because it doesn't always go exactly as planned.
Yeah. So down here in the States, and I know, Greg, you're from Canada, so you haven't done it as recently. We just did Thanksgiving. And so for some people, they got a taste of what might happen when you bring people together for celebration with Thanksgiving. But for some folks, maybe you didn't do Thanksgiving as a big thing, so it wasn't a big deal. But when you get to Christmas, it tends to be Hanukkah, Christmas, the big celebrations of communities of faith or communities of culture, where the goal is to bring people together to celebrate, to do big things, to go out in the world and see things and hear things and bring family together. There tends to be a lot of emotion. There tends to be a lot of tradition. There tends to be a lot of stress and distress and anxiety and sadness and sense of loss and sense of need. And so for me, holidays typically mean if things are changing for the person living with dementia, you can bet that the holiday is not going to be what it was the year before.
So can we break it down into a couple of different areas? One, if you're going to visit grandma, grandpa in a care facility, or the other one, we're going to bring grandma and grandpa home and we're going to make them part of the festivities. Pros and cons of either one, or are they two completely separate things?
Okay, so, you know, lately we've been talking a lot about using our pipes, which is be prepared, get prepared, then you're going to initiate, then you're going to seek participation, you're going to evaluate how it's going, you decide, what am I going to sustain, and what do I need to switch? And that's where you get into your P's, like the place, the people, the props, the program, and other possibilities. So let's take your first example, Greg. So somebody's in the long-term care, or the community care, or the residential care setup. And we're thinking, okay, we'll go visit. So they're in a place, but we're going to add a whole bunch of people to that place that aren't usually in that place. Do they have a place for all these extra people? How's that going to play? And there are people in there that are not your grandparents. And are both of your parents in there, grandparents in there, or just one of them and the other one's been living solo or living somewhere else in the residence and not in the memory care or the special care unit, perhaps. So we've added all that. Now, how many props are you going to bring along? Are you just going to eat what they have, or are you going to bring special stuff? Are you going to bring presents? Are you bringing the little kids with their stuff that they got for Christmas? Or you're really going to want to have the person really celebrate with you, so you got some programming in mind? Or are you going to go with the programming they have in mind? Or are you going to take your... So now that I've said all that, how anxious and nervous are you already getting?
Well, it just suddenly flashed on me that I'm sitting here, and if I open my door and all of a sudden there were 10 people ready to party, I'd be kind of, what?
What are you guys doing here? You know, and again, we think in terms of, oh, it's the holiday season. Of course, they'll recognize that we're here for the holidays. I called them. I told them. I called administration. I let them know we were bringing all the family because this is our one chance that we may not get another chance. And it's like, okay, so whose perspective is that? And it's like, well, let's take all the players in here and see, do grandma and grandpa already have some friends that they're planning on doing something with? Do we want to think in smaller numbers? Do we want to think about how much time we're going to be? Is that a possibility? How much time and what's the timing like? and how much noise and sensory experience is going on here? Are we really thinking of them, or are we really thinking more of us celebrating and they'll love it? So it's really this moment of pausing, really intense pausing, I think, and going, okay, now we go to our eight S's. So this is becoming a numbers game in many ways. And one of the numbers is, do you have enough time ahead of time to do some planning so that you're not trying to just like shoot from the hip and hope it all goes well? And if you have a story from before, are you counting on the previous to plan this one? And have you done some checking in on how things might have changed? So we talk about the right space for the person, the right sensory matches for where they are now, the right social matches for where they are now. We think about the right sort of circadian time of day. What's the best time of day to try to do these things? And then we're thinking about, can we keep it really short? Can we keep it really simple? Can we really think of how satisfying this might be from their perspective and from ours? And given all that, what's the game plan? You know, what's the game plan given all that?
Well, you know, Tipa, when I wrote the heading for this topic, I simply sort of thought, oh, this would be a great one to talk to me. But as you're talking to me, my stress level is going up and I'm not even hosting a party for grandma and grandpa.
Yeah. And so that's my message is like, why are we thinking of a party? Why are we not just thinking, you know, two of us are going to go at a time. One of us is the primary talker and the other one's going to be the supporter. And we're thinking about support and talk and bring one thing that we're going to share out and we're going to see where the person is. Do they recognize it's Christmas time or are they really curious why we're visiting? And do they look around and go, oh, well, why are we not going to my house? Because that's what we do at Christmas, because we open all the gifts on Christmas Eve. And it's like, uh-oh, well, that's a memory I didn't want to stir up. So really taking that pause moment to really consider smaller, shorter, simpler, with the right matches can really be much more satisfying than these big, like taking me out to a concert, taking me out to the big faith-based celebration at midnight, or, you know, perhaps like bringing all the kids in so we can make latkes and we can, you know, we can have the dreidels and all the kids are racing about and it's like, whoa. Yeah, is that good for us? Or maybe I want to just watch that happen somewhere out there.
Well, I guess it sort of gets back to, at some point, whose needs are we meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who is there for the relationship? And how much are we trying to push an old relationship with a holiday that we've had versus we're really present in the moment with the relationship between the people that are involved and we can enjoy each other even without the holiday? Is it a time that we really want to have the holiday as part of what we do because it's still very present for me and very present for you? Or maybe we just sing jingle bells in July and, you know, in December, maybe I'm talking about east side, west side, all around the town because I want to go to New York. Now, I don't quite get why I want to go to New York, but I want to go to New York because that's where you can see the Statue of Liberty. And it's like, sure enough, you can. But do you have to sort of, why is she talking about, is it really important why I'm talking about it? Is it okay that I'm talking about wanting to go to New York?
Tipa, we've spent most of the program talking about visiting a person in a facility, in a care facility. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to try and come up with something a little more personalized, is there somebody that we can talk to? I know that, you know, sooner or later, somebody's got to pay you guys for something, but can I just chat with a consultant at some point and get some do's and don'ts?
Absolutely can do that, Greg, because sometimes it's just sort of thinking about it for a few minutes and you go, yeah, maybe taking her to her house this Christmas may not be a good idea. Maybe though, going out and looking at Christmas lights might be a good one. Maybe going out and getting hot chocolate might be really super. So really finding one of our consultants, just consults at tipasnow.com and saying, here's what my thinking is. Let's talk. Because all our consultants are familiar with pipes and five P's and our consulting cycle, which really gets us to listen to you. And mostly, sometimes we just need to figure it out, I think.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on today's program or any other dementia care-related topics, visit tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.